With women, you must proceed with extreme caution. She does not have the same consequences and responsibilities you do as a man. You must look at her past, her mannerisms, her lifestyle, and when you lump all those together, this will help you weed out a lot of trash, low-quality women who are no good for you. Landmines. I came up with 10 types of toxic women you guys need to avoid. The first type of woman you need to avoid is if she weighs significantly more than you or she does not have a gym membership. I know this is gonna frustrate a lot of you guys, but I'm gonna break it down for you. You've been brainwashed to believe that all women are beautiful, that you should accept them for them, right? So if you lost your job or if you were overweight, would a woman be checking for you? Would a woman take you serious or want to sleep with you? The chances are very, very slim. So why not hold them to the same standard? Think of it like this. If she does not care about her image or her health, how could she truly care about you? And other areas of her life are going to be lacking. Women who are overweight typically are living with their parents or their car is dirty. Other areas of their life are really lacking, right? So what needs to happen is you need to let her go. I'm telling you, because if she's overweight now, if she's thick or a BBW, like a lot of women think they are, just say she's overweight. And if she doesn't have a good nutrition plan or she doesn't work out or she can't run a half mile without stopping let her go, because she's going to get bigger. She has to have a workout regimen, a workout routine. If she doesn't stick by that and she think, oh, I'm just going to wake up and throw on some leggings and go out and about and get all these men, let those low quality men deal with that low quality chick. If she's overweight, she's low quality. If a woman does any sort of drugs or she smokes, just cut her off. She's not gonna be good for you long term. She's not even gonna be a good asset to your life, because majority of her money is going to be going to that stuff, all right? A lot of women like to try to hide and masquerade the medication that they get, and they overdose on it all the time. They get a lot of different prescriptions. Women know a lot of different ways to get their fix so they can function throughout life and day to day, okay? Now, if she does just consume a little alcohol, that's no big deal. But watch out for how much she drinks. If she drinks some wine here and there, that's cool. But if she can't function without having a lot of drinks, or she has to go out every single weekend and get drunk, or she looks for people to buy her shots all the time, that's a lot of money she's putting out towards her a bad habit, okay? And it's gonna affect other areas of her life. She's gonna be lazy, her teeth and her mouth is gonna be bad. She's gonna get different diseases in her mouth. Trust me, over time, it's gonna be bad. It might look cool right now when she's just having a good time, woo! But it's gonna have a severe adverse effect on her life, and it will have an effect on your life as well. She won't be able to sit peacefully without smoking something or doing something or touching. She's gonna be fidgety. You don't want a woman who can't function throughout the day without putting something in her mouth that's not good or that's illegal. Number three, listen guys, I talk about on my Patreon video, check it out. She's too old to mold. If a woman is 30 years old or older, it's her fault, because she's had ample amounts of opportunities to settle down with a guy, have something long-term, get married, whatever the case may be. But she rejected a lot of good quality men, I'm telling you. So don't have any sympathy for her. Don't try to jump up and save her because she's hit that mark and she's ready to settle down and she wants a good man. She doesn't want a good man. She truly doesn't desire him. What she wants is a guy from the past, an alpha male, but she just needs you. So she tries to put on this facade and this mask and say, well, I just had a bad shake at life. I just dealt with losers or no good guys. Now I'm a hopeless romantic. I'm trying to find a guy who will love me for me and love me with all my flaws. Nah, don't love none of that stuff. Don't accept any of that, okay? Because this is the thing, she wouldn't accept you and your flaws. Women who are over 30, you hear it all the time, don't take them serious. Now you can hang out, have sex, have a good time, but if you try to take them in, what's gonna happen is they're gonna break you down, because they're experts at manipulating guys. They was doing it all in their 20s and 30s. Now they're at a point where they want to manipulate a guy with who's built his life up to a certain point and who's successful, who took his 20s and made something out of it, who had long nights and studied and moved up the corporate ladder, who started a business, now that's successful. Now she was in her 20s sleeping around, doing whatever she wanted to do. Don't expend your resources on her. Number four, she can't cook or bake, or she refuses to. This is how a lot of women have been getting overweight, back to my first point, because they eat too many TV dinners, because they refuse to actually get in the kitchen, open up a cookbook, or prepare things that are healthy. So they always go out after work and get cheap food that's not even cooked well, things that have a lot of sugar in them, right? Fast stuff. This is what a lot of career women do, women who are on the go. A lot of women who drink a lot or go to clubs, what they do is they eat before they go there, and then they drink, and then they go to sleep. And all that food is sitting on them. If a woman refuses to cook, or she doesn't want to prepare any meals, or she doesn't know how to cook, I've talked to so many women who said, well, I can't cook, and they laugh like it's a joke. It's crazy, guys. I know you guys have probably heard women say this stuff. Like, ha, I can't cook, or I'm not the best cook, or they can't bake. That's like a man saying, oh, I can't change a tire, or I can't change a light bulb, or I can't kill a spider, or I can't do this. Manly stuff, right? If a woman refuses to cook, or she just can't, or she just doesn't want to, or she never learned, it's her problem. Because she's not ready, truly ready for womanhood, and she's not ready to really settle down and have a good quality man. Do you really want to come in from work or see a woman and she always just has fast food? Number five, how is her spending habits? Is she in a lot of student loan debt? Does she owe people? Is she behind on her car payments? Does she live at home with her parents? These are huge red flags. This is the type of woman you need to avoid. Is she paying for stuff when you guys go out? Does she pay for the tip? Does she offer to treat you? If she doesn't do any of that, listen, cut this type of woman off, because she is a black hole. She's not good for you. She's not healthy, right? She's always looking to consume and take and eat and be wined and dined and spoiled and have her hand out. But when it comes time for her to do something for you, she's going to be like, oh, I don't got it. Or she's just going to, you know, maybe leave her purse in the car or not pick up the tab or anything like that. You don't want a woman who's not thoughtful, who's not giving. Right? If you are trying to build something for something long term and have a solid main chick, the number one sign that she's into you and she's there for the long haul is if she's putting forth effort monetarily, money. Sex is not enough. Number six, if she tells you she's used to bad boys and losers and no good guys, but now all of a sudden she wants a good man, a loving guy, don't take her serious, man. Listen, treat her just like all those other guys treated her, because that's who she truly wants. Don't try to flip the script and say, well, I'll be your knight in shining armor. I'll save you. Stop trying to be Superman. Let her suffer. Listen, she doesn't truly want a good man. She's at a point in her life where she needs help, and maybe she needs some place to live, or she's just tired of really working and being that independent woman and going in and out of work. Listen, at some point in every woman's life, she's going to want to stay at home and live in the AC and be in the heat and be real comfortable and laid back while another man works. A lot of women get to that point when they're 35, 40, and they're like, you know, I'm ready to take my superwoman cape off and that costume off. Now I'm ready to be a good woman. Listen, if she's used to bad boys, you be a bad boy for her. Don't switch nothing up. Don't try to be like, well, I can change. I can show you that I'm different from all other guys. Don't do that, because I guarantee you she's going to get turned off. Remember, she doesn't truly desire a good man. She just needs one. Who she desires is that bad boy, the alpha male, all the guys who pumped and dumped her in the past. That's who she truly wants. Number seven, does she show up late often? Is she really flaky? Is she just horrible at being there on time? Listen, you are a man of value. A high value man will always want a woman to be on time. He doesn't just take time for granted and, well, she'll be here 3-4 hours late, well, it's all right. She's just taking her time and she's fashionably late. No, a quality man values his time. Stop dealing with women who are always flaky. And a lot of women, believe it or not, they just think it's fine. Well, I'll show up today. I won't show up tomorrow because there's no accountability. You have to teach these women how to treat you. So if she's flaky, I have a one flake rule. If she flakes and doesn't show up and wants to reschedule, nope, cut off. Because it thinks it's gonna get worse and worse down the road. You might reschedule and you guys might hit it off the second time she comes through. But the thing about it is, she understands that she can be flaky. She understands that your time is not truly worth it. And she's gonna always play these games and be there one day, not be there. You don't want a woman who's like that. Time is of the essence. You have to let these women know, anybody know, that your time is valuable. And if they don't want to respect it, what they need to do is say goodbye. Number 8, she tries to pressure you to be in a committed long-term relationship or to get engaged with her or get married. Stay away from these women. Break up with her immediately because it's very manipulative. If you're not ready to go down that route and to make her your main chick, and she's pouting and getting upset and saying, so where do you see this going? Or she's getting frustrated. Listen, get rid of her. Let her go. If she's trying to manipulate you or withhold sex or play these games and say, well, you don't care about me. Listen, you do things on your timetable. Your commitment is extremely valuable because it comes with loyalty, comes with strength, comes with wisdom, security, protection, everything under the sun. And this is why women want it so bad. Don't just give it away so freely. Okay, so if she's pressuring you, she's trying to say, so what's up, and all this other stuff, she's getting an attitude and she's flaky or whatever because you don't want to commit to her right when she wants to, just let her go. Don't be afraid. Don't have a scarcity mindset, because I've been there. Well, I really like a chick and, you know, I'm not really sure on her though, long term. I'm just, you know, maybe dating a few other women and I'm just taking it day by day. A lot of women, usually when they get a little older, they start to pressure you because they want that commitment, because they're scared that, you know, I'm getting older and I want a guy for a security. I want to, all this other stuff. Do things on your timetable. Don't let a woman pressure you, scare you, manipulate you and put fear in your heart and say, well, I'm going to leave. Let her leave. Because often times it's just a test. She'll be right back when you say, hey, you know, let's just take things slow and I'm appreciating the times we have right now. Let's keep that going. That's what you should tell women. Day by day, I enjoy hanging out with you. I enjoy the times we have together, and let's just keep that going. If she's not down for that and she is so bent on putting a label on you guys and boyfriend and girlfriend or Mr. and Mrs. so-and-so, just let her go. Do things on your timetable, not hers. Because if you give in to her, when she wants to have a committed relationship, what's going to happen is she's going to start demanding more and more and more stuff. I'm telling you, this is how it works with women. Have you guys heard of the phrase, you are what you eat? Well, it's the same thing when it comes to women and individuals consuming media, listening to things, watching things. Whatever they take in, that's who they ultimately will become. Right? That's going to be their mindset, their thought process. So if a woman is constantly watching reality shows where chicks are fighting with their husbands or boyfriends, or they're screaming and yelling and she's watching and she's getting hit off that, get rid of her, man, because guess what she's going to do? That's going to permeate into you guys' life if you're seeing her on some level. She's going to be trying to fight you and going back and forth with you and all this other stuff and think it's cool and it's fine. Listen, get rid of those women. If it's not nothing positive or good movies and she's always watching these VH1 things and these shows where chicks are going through it up and down with their boyfriends or husbands or cheating and all this other crazy stuff. Listen, yes, that gives her a roller coaster range of emotions, what every woman wants, but that's not gonna be healthy long term, especially if you're trying to make her your main chick. Any of that stuff, yelling and and screaming and throwing stuff. I seen chicks watch that stuff. Guess what? Ultimately, they become that type of woman. Last but not least, number 10. If a woman ever tells you that I'm still friends with my ex-boyfriends or a guy I dated in college or a guy that lives halfway across the country or hundreds of miles away, listen, cut her off. Even if a woman is still friends with her ex-boyfriends or guys she was seeing in the past as on Facebook, or she's still following guys on Instagram that she was with, or Snapchat, any of that stuff on social media, what she's basically doing is breadcrumbing these guys. And a majority of dudes are such simps that they'll just continue to be strung along. That's emotional cheating that she's doing. She still has her eye over here while she has one eye over there for you. She still has one foot in and one foot out, okay? Any sort of that behavior where she still has orbiters of guys she's been with, because chances are she's had sex with these guys already. Even though she says, oh, they're just a friend. Listen, she's waiting on a perfect opportunity. Maybe she's waiting on you to slip up. She's waiting on you to things to go left or things not go well so she can branch off into those guys, okay? Women have all types of bench warmers, guys who are just waiting in the wings so if you mess up, then they can slide over to you. And think about this, guys. Do you truly want a woman who's influenced by other men she's been with? No, you don't. The only man should be in her life is you, her father, and her brothers. That's it. What does she have all these other guys that she's already seen? Isn't that guys in the past? Isn't that stuff over with? So why hold on to that stuff? See, when a woman holds on to things like that, she's unable to move forward in her life and move forward with you and really progress, okay? So any sort of ex-boyfriends, any guy she saw, they dated 2-3 weeks or whatever, or they went to college together, they hooked up a few times, why? Why would she keep those dudes around? You know why she keeps them around? As backup plans, as security.